Hi, it's Kiffin Lebates here on a lovely snowy Finnish day, and today I would like to talk about vampire attacks in DeFi and blockchain in general. And I'm going to be looking at two particular cases, the SushiSwap vampire attack on Uniswap and the LooksRare.org vampire attack on the OpenSea NFT marketplace. So you can see already that vampire attacks don't just apply to DeFi. It's a technique that can be used across the board when it comes to blockchain projects. And in brief, a vampire attack is effectively a marketing technique whereby the founders of a new project encourage users to migrate from an old incumbent project by offering more rewards than the existing old project. And the idea is that the user base and their assets move off the old system and onto your new system because they see more incentives and more rewards for doing so. And there are all sorts of incentives that can be offered. For example, the project might offer a better, in quotes, interest rate, i.e. more rewards, more tokens being issued if you swap. It might be that the principles behind the project appeal to the user base. So you have a centralized project, and then the vampire attacker offers a more decentralized project, and the psychological makeup, the political beliefs or whatever of the group on the old system don't align with the old system, so they move to the new one because it sits better with their attitude as to what cryptocurrency, DeFi or NFT projects should be like. Now, the first one I mentioned was SushiSwap. What happened there was Uniswap was a very popular, well, still is, a very popular decentralized exchange. And people were using it in order to be able to swap tokens from one type to another. But that was pretty much all you could do with it. And SushiSwap offered a decentralized governance model and the ability to stake tokens in order to make a profit, and they issued a new token which started taking off in value and eventually even got listed on exchanges, and this encouraged people to move off Uniswap onto SushiSwap, and the liquidity, that is the tokens that people had staked in Uniswap, started being withdrawn and being put into SushiSwap because of these increased profits and the extra control that SushiSwap was offering to users. And that's why it's called a vampire attack, because the attacker is effectively siphoning assets off the old project into their new project through these incentives. Now, in the LooksRare case, it's a similar technique. However, you don't have liquidity in NFT projects in the same way. What you do have is a bunch of users who have a bunch of NFTs and are trading them between each other. And what LooksRare wanted to do was to make sure that when they started their project, they got a lot of listings on their platform to make it popular, to encourage more people to join. And they, again, used a number of vampire attack techniques there. One of them was to completely scan the OpenSea listings pages and make sure that they listed the same tokens. So that immediately gave them a big catalog of things that you could buy on LooksRare. But the other clever thing that they did was to issue a token and offer it as an airdrop with some strings attached. And the strings attached were that in order to get this token, you needed to list a new NFT on your platform. And so in that sense, they encouraged people to move off OpenSea onto LooksRare in the hopes of getting a lot of this new token, which had a market price. So it's an extra reward that you wouldn't get on OpenSea. And the final thing LooksRare did was that they offered the opportunity to stake that token on their platform in order to make even more profits. So they kind of copied OpenSea, but instead of the commission that was being taken for selling tokens on the OpenSea platform going to OpenSea, on LooksRare, the commission that is made from selling tokens goes to all the people who've staked their coins in the LooksRare platform. And obviously that's a better deal for buyers and sellers of NFTs, and that encouraged a lot of people to start using the platform. And so it's not quite the same as the sushi swap vampire attack, but again, it is an attempt to leech a user base off one project onto another. And in that respect, we see this in the conventional world as well. There are often marketing campaigns that try to get people to move from one product to another. So you could describe the Pepsi challenge as a vampire attack on Coca-Cola, for example, except in the ordinary non-blockchain world, we don't. It's just that the blockchain and DeFi world seems to like coming up with all sorts of dramatic terms in order to describe activities. But anyway, there you go, a description of two vampire attacks in blockchain projects, what they're about, and why they are effective. I hope you found that useful, and I'll see you in the next video soon. Bye for now.